On Tuesday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden, you know we have to take a look at Tuesday's 10-game DFS and big-time betting board while also breaking down some banger league beauties who can bring some fantasy value to your fantasy squad.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, hockey heads, and welcome back to your favorite and hottest podcast. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden. Thank you for being here with us for another episode, and thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know where to find us across all platforms. You find your favorite and hottest content on today's episode, my friends. We're taking a look at some banger league beauties that can add some fantasy value to your team by chipping in with hits, blocks, scraps, penalty minutes, you name it. These are some guys you need to have your eyes on. We'll get to that in a minute. Around the break, you know we have some DFS targets for you to take a look at. Juicy, juicy 10-game board for Tuesday, Steel. I know you have some good targets for all the people out there. And of course, I'll be looking to stay hot. Steel will be looking for a big night with our big-time bets coming up at the end of the show. I have a bunch of picks. I know Steel is ready to feed you some locks. Let's get right into it, Steel. Banger League beauties, this was a good idea on your part to talk about because I know I have one of these guys on my league, and he's been having a beast of a season. But some of these players that can chip in with hits, block shots, penalty minutes, and fights are guys that you definitely need to have your eye on at all times of the fantasy season.
Yeah, I think it's about time we showcase some of, you know, the more physical guys across the league that still bring a lot of fantasy value to your fantasy leagues. And for me, the first guy on my list is Tom Wilson. He is an absolute must-have on your fantasy league. And there's so many reasons why I like Tom Wilson's game, especially from a fantasy perspective. I believe Wilson has established himself as a serious threat in the offensive zone. I don't think he's going to go end-to-end and dangle through three or four guys, but once in the offensive zone and running the cycle game, finding him in the slot, he's in front of the net, you know, even on both sides of the wing in the offensive zone, he has established himself as a legitimate threat for the Washington Capitals. 21 goals, 47 points on the season, a career year for him. But you mentioned it, you know, a lot of leagues don't use penalty minutes, but I've played in a couple where they have. And that is a big difference, especially from these big guys. 195 hits, 85 penalty minutes on the season. Yeah. He has 605 fantasy points on the season, and he's up there with guys like Matt Duchene, Sidney Crosby, Darnell Nurse, and even your boy Tanner Jeannot. So there's a lot of guys out there that he's you know, finding himself with some top-tier guys, and a lot of a big reason as of why is because of the banger league, you know, categories for fantasy leagues. Penalty minutes, hits, block shots. He's getting a ton of production offensively now this season as well. So for me, he's a top guy to draft moving forward for the next couple of years.
I think there's a lot to be said about the formats of your league per se, banger leagues, deeper formats. I feel like really diehard, dedicated fantasy heads need these kinds of players because a lot of those leagues, like you said, Steel, they do include those banger categories. I know I'm in one or two of them, and these players are absolutely critical to your success. If you're in a banger league that counts block shots, penalty minutes, and these kinds of things, and you're not augmenting your roster with these types of players, you will not be in the mix for the money at the end of the season because skilled players won't do it on their own when it comes to filling out those boxes. I'm looking at a guy like Marcus Foligno who does exactly that. And this year he's chipping in offensively, 20 goals and 16 assists, plus 22, three game-winning goals. And what's impressive for me for all of these guys, Steele, is they're putting up these fantasy production numbers in limited ice time. Marcus Foligno only plays 16 minutes a night. My other guy, Tanner Jeannot, 15 minutes a night. So I think what they're able to accomplish is really impressive. Look, Foligno, 6'3", fights, hits, 11th most hits in the league this year. He chips in with penalty minutes. And these are the kinds of guys, Steele, that they throw themselves over the boards and they fight. And so these games that they get a 10-minute misconduct and a fight or two, those are huge nights for you fantasy-wise, and you can't ignore that benefit, especially in banger leagues.
Yeah, and all the guys that we're talking about, and you know, the next two that both of us are going to bring up, these are guys that are having career years as well. I know,
yes.
You know, Tanner Janot, he's a rookie, but nonetheless, Tom Wilson, another career year. The next guy I want to talk about, Brady Tkachuk, he's having a career year in his fifth season in the NHL, and he's absolutely ridiculous as well. And I said that Tom Wilson was a must-have. Brady Tkachuk is also above Tom Wilson in this department.
Agreed.
And for me, this might be a hot take, but my personal opinion of Brady Tkachuk at this point, he is a late first round, mid second round kind of fantasy draft pick.
Yeah, I agree.
Based physically alone on his physicality. You know, even if you're not in a banger league, he has so much skill and the shots he puts on net and the penalty minutes, all these things. They just keep on adding. He's an absolute beast. 232 hits, 106 penalty minutes on the season. Every single time he steps on the ice, he hits you like wildfire. He always goes out there. He's an antagonist, you know, just the same like his brother, Matthew Tkachuk, 727 fantasy points on the season. He's top 17 in fantasy scoring this season. So for me, the physicality, the penalty minutes, the hits, the points he's putting up this season, it all just adds up to a fantastic fantasy player.
And you know, I love me some of that Ottawa Senators top 6 forward group, baby. And hey, that top line is nasty. When Drake Batherson is in there along with Norris and Tkachuk, man, that line is going to continue to get better. But I wanted to point out is I like that you're highlighting two bigger name guys. I'm highlighting two guys kind of under the radar. Foligno, only owned at 30% in ESPN leagues. And my second guy, Tanner Janot, who you know I've talked about him on this show, and there's a lot to love about this guy's game. Shout out to David Poile, the general manager and architect of the Predators. Great hockey mind for undrafted Tanner Janot, right? Undrafted, signs to a 3-year entry-level deal, leading the league in rookie scoring this year. I think he has 23 goals, 17 assists, 5 game winners steal, and he's only owned in 38% of leagues. And what I want to point out about Janot is he's getting this done on a third line with Colton Sissons and what's the other guy? Akharov? I don't even know who the other guy is. So I think you definitely need to keep an eye on this guy, Tanner Janot. Third in the league in hits. That's impressive as a rookie to lead the league in rookie scoring and almost be up there in hits. That's got to be a one-off. Very, very underrated rookie who bounced around from the ECHL to the ACHL. This guy is going to continue to get hits and be a fantasy asset steal. I think people are sleeping on him because of where he's playing, because of where he's playing on that team as well. So give me some Tanner Janot as definitely a banger league beauty that you need to keep your eye on this season and next.
He's had a very impressive rookie season. You know, you talked about, you and I had talked about his Calder Trophy odds a little bit a couple of episodes ago, but this is a guy that his stock value in fantasy leagues every single year is just going to continue to rise.
Agreed.
Same with Moritz Seider, same with Michael Bunting, these new guys, these young guys that are finding their way in the NHL in the rookie season, their stock value is going to go up. So you got to keep an eye on these guys, but Tanner Janot, you know, being third in hits in his rookie season is very, very impressive.
Well, when you also look at, and I know it's just one category and it's hits, and sure, like let's say he has 4 goals. Oh, okay, he's in third in hits as a rookie. Big deal. But to have 23 goals and to be right behind guys like Radko Gudas and Ryan Reeves for hits, that's saying something because we can say with confidence that Ryan Reeves and Radko Gudas couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with the hockey net, with the hockey puck. So the fact that Janot throws the body this much, plays with those guys that he does and still gets a look is really impressive to me. 38% owned. Take a look at these guys for sure. One other thing you need to take a look at, gambling is legalized. Single game betting in Ontario, people. It's a big day. BetOnline.net. You need to be checking them out. Your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest developments, including this week's Masters Championship odds and podcasts for all the leagues you need. I don't know who steals betting on for the Masters, but you need to be hitting on BetOnline for the best odds. It's your continued source for all your wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to find out about all the trends and all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast. Nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So you got to make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And Flip, for, you know, for the Masters coming up, if Tiger Woods is available, might have to sprinkle some on him. But for me, I got to go with my guy, JT. I think this is Justin Thomas's year. I think it's his year.
Hey, stay tuned for a Masters betting preview special. No, I'm kidding. I'm going with guys like Victor Hovland and some of the hotter guys. Scottie Scheffler's in the mix. You can't deny. But hey, Tiger Woods back at Augusta, baby. I could talk about that all afternoon. And you can't not sprinkle on Tiger if he's even got a blink of health. That's too juicy to ignore. Tuesday's 10-game betting board, that's also too juicy to ignore. Some of our DFS targets steal. We're rolling a little bit again. Who are you looking and where are you looking first?
Yeah, another juicy board, 10 games on the schedule. Yeah. The first game I'm looking at, I'm taking advantage of the Toronto Maple Leafs on this 2-game road trip in Florida, playing the Tampa Bay Lightning Monday night, going up against the Florida Panthers on Tuesday night. Yeah. This is going to be a very, very sticky situation for their backup goaltender because Jack Campbell playing the first game. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm taking advantage, going with the Florida Panthers entire second line, Jonathan Huberdeau, Claude Giroux, and Sam Bennett. I'm going to be paying a premium price for those three players. Sam Bennett a little bit on the lower end, but those players have found chemistry since Giroux has been brought over from the Philadelphia Flyers. He's bounced back a little bit from the first and second line, so I really like either way. If he's on the top line or the second, I'm comfortable with both. They're all on the power play, so I'm taking sweet, sweet advantage of this Maple Leaf Panthers game.
I've talked a lot about back-to-back, second night of a back-to-back being not a spot that you want to be in at any time for any team, but one where it's the Leafs, who we know have been struggling a little bit with consistency in their own net, and you mentioned it. You know, it's going to be Hallgren. I don't really know how they pronounce it. Hallgren probably in net for the Leafs. I don't see them running Campbell out there back-to-back after playing Tampa and after coming out from injury. I really don't see it. Yeah. So you're right. I don't think you can go wrong with any of the Panthers' top nine in this situation, Steele. And I'm actually looking to that third line. Mason Marchment has been red hot. And Tom Lindell also chipping in with points. But I'm pretty sure Marchment has like 7 or 8 points in his last 4 or 5. So I'm looking at a guy like Mason Marchment, Anton Lindell. A couple of cheaper options there. But also, I know he might be a little bit up there because he's playing on the top line, but nobody is talking about Anthony Duclair and a career year steal, scraping 30 goals. He's almost at 55 points. And because of how good this team is, no one's really talking about him. So you might be able to find some value there as well.
Yeah. And that's the great thing I love about Mason Marchment is that they're able to slide him up and down the top three lines, and he's comfortable wherever you put him. So Mason Marchment is a great cheap option to find some great value in. I like that you mentioned Anthony Duclair because I remember, you know, back when I first started at the College of Sports Media, when Anthony Duclair in his first season with the Florida Panthers, I was like, if he can have a good season with Florida, they will re-sign him for a decent amount of years and he will find himself a home because he'd been on like 6 NHL teams in 7 seasons. It was absolutely incredible. He couldn't find a place to get his confidence going, get comfortable. And you're right. He's having an absolutely ridiculous season and he found a home with the Florida Panthers. So congratulations to him for another. We're talking about a lot of guys who are having career years this season, it seems. That's like it. But yeah, it's going to be another statement game, another playoff kind of atmosphere game. But that's where I'm also looking at for my second matchup of the night. Minnesota Wild taking on the Nashville Predators. Like I just mentioned, this for me is another playoff atmosphere type of vibe kind of game. A kind of playoff exhibition, if you will, for the Minnesota Wild going into the first round. For me, like I mentioned in last episode, I believe the Wild are the dark horse to come out of the Western Conference. Yeah. Potentially have a Stanley Cup presence and maybe even win the Stanley Cup this season. They'd have to get by, you know, either the Carolina Hurricanes or Florida Panthers. But again, back to this game. Got to go with the top dogs. Kaprizov, Zuccarello, and then my guy, Kevin Fiala on the third line. Absolute red hot for the Minnesota Wild. So for me, They were on a six game. Kaprizov was on a 6-game point streak, racking up 9 points before his last game. Fiala having another fantastic season. And Matt Zuccarello, he can just find guys without even looking. So I'd love the chemistry those three have got together.
Joel Eriksson Ek also had a big game the other night. I don't think you can go wrong with him as well. And Steele, you mentioned a playoff type atmosphere. It's going to be something we talk about a lot more as we draw near to the postseason. But hey, how about the Colorado Avalanche at Pittsburgh Penguins? It doesn't really get more playoff type atmosphere than that. I watched the game between these two. It was an afternoon game on Saturday. It was a close game. Tit for tat. Colorado went up. Pittsburgh scored. Colorado responded. It was a very, very close game. 3-2 total. I'm looking at this spot for both goaltenders, Steele. I like both Kemper and Tristan Jarry in this situation. I don't think you can go wrong in either spot. I think this is another low-scoring game, which is why I'm looking at it for a goaltender side of things, because I think, really, both ways, this could be a big night for either goaltender, because I expect this to be a playoff-type atmosphere game and one in which Tease stays under the number. Stay tuned for big-time bets coming up right around the break.
Yeah, you know, for me personally, looking at this game, I think you're right. From the Pittsburgh side of things, for the goaltender, I would rather go with Tristan Jarry than Darcy Kemper. I don't know about you, but I am very, very concerned. I mentioned this last episode about Colorado's injuries. I know they still have Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, but those are some big guys to fill with Gabriel Landeskog, Nazem Kadri, Girard out of the lineup.
Yep.
For me, this is like we say this all the time, but it is a statement game, and I had to stay away from that one. I wasn't very comfortable.
I'm leaning Pittsburgh all day for that exact reason. Also on the revenge factor, I have two bets here on the revenge factor side of things, but I hear you 100%. But I think also at the end of the day, why I like this is because it's a prove me game. You know, it's a prove it game. They just had a 3-2. You don't want to be Pittsburgh losing the only two games against the cup favorites going into the playoffs. That's not a good look. You know, Crosby steps his game up for these big time situations. And I think you're right. If I'm going with a goalie, I'm going with Tristan Jarry tonight. So that's my DFS target in the cage.
All right. I like the points you just made. Also, I just want to mention another matchup for some cheap options. I would look towards that New York Rangers, New Jersey Devils game, because you know with the New Jersey Devils, going to be a high-scoring game. For some cheap options, towards Alexi Lafreniere, Yegor, Sharon Govich, Jesper Bratt. Those guys have been absolutely lighting the lamp for the Devils. And even though they're losing games, they're high-scoring games. So look to that game for some cheap options for the bottom six forwards on both teams.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know, Flip, I'm excited to see what you have for your big time bets. But before we get to the gambling side of things, I need to let the audience know out there that this episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. With the increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now almost impossible for local chain auto parts stores to have what you need in stock. There's so many intimidating questions. I know myself, I get very, very confused. I'm not a car or truck guy myself, so I need the most help that I can and the easiest help at that as well. You have the devices with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. It makes it so much easier. You'll save time, you'll save money when using Rock Auto. And why would you choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a local chain or a car dealership when you can save your money and time at rockauto.com? For example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump from a local chain store averages around $353. If you go to rockauto.com, it's $216. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you there. They have amazing selections, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need from rockauto.com. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So make sure you hammer the subscribe and the follow button and get the latest episodes with Flip Livingstone and Steele Roden, myself, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Don't miss out on the episodes throughout the week. Flip, it's now time for big time bets, where the money's made. There's gambling in Canada now. Yeah. Us in Ontario, very, very excited to get the gambling going. I know you and myself A little bit frustrated with how it's kind of transitioned, but we're still very excited to get our bets down for tonight's game. I'll throw it over to you. What is your first bet of the night?
Well, my friend, it's worked out in the past with pretty good results. The Big Flip Triple Dip Special is back, baby, in a big way, and I think you're going to like it because as much as I am going to be sprinkling a little bet on the under 6.5 in the Pittsburgh-Colorado game, that's a little side amuse-bouche for you out there. Make sure you're throwing down on that. It's not one of my top three picks. My top three picks all come from the same game, Steele, and I want you to just have a little listen here and let me know what you think. New York Rangers at the New Jersey Devils. The last time the Rangers played the Devils, they got embarrassed. 7-7-4 score. This team is better than that. They are rolling into the playoffs, and they are fighting for playoff positioning. They won't miss too many more of these opportunities. I know you love me some blue shirts. Let's do it like this. The New York Rangers are 5-1 in their last six games on the road in New Jersey, and that one loss last time was their first loss in 9 games against the New Jersey Devils. They got embarrassed. They will bounce back. New York Rangers on the money line, minus 160. Give me a Breadman, Panarin, anytime assist. And that's my lock of the night. And to finish off the triple dip steal, give me the over in this game too. I'm feeling another high scoring game. I think the Rangers come out and absolutely lay a slap show down on the Devils. I'm feeling it in a very big way. These are points that the Rangers cannot afford to squander. And I'll leave you with this for the Breadman special. 3 goals and 7 assists in his last 7 games. And how about this, Steele? 24 regular season games for Panarin, 10 goals and 22 assists against the New Jersey Devils. I think this is a big game. You mentioned the bottom six or middle six on the DFS side. Ryan Strom is out, so they're doing some shuffling. I think Andrew Kropp, Dryden Hunt, Johnny Brodzinski, any of these options that get put on Panarin's line are also worth a look. But go get the triple big flip, triple dip. Rangers on the money line. Panarin anytime assist and the over. Panarin is my lock of the night. I'm fired up for this one, Steele. I just think the Rangers are too good, and they remember that 7-4 embarrassment, and I think come back in a big, big way.
It's the big flip triple dip special.
Yes, sir.
You know, every single time you've done a triple dip, I'm pretty sure they've hit every single time. So
the last I was one off, but for the most part, it's been successful.
9 out of 10 then. So
Thank you.
You've been pretty good. Appreciate I would take Flip's word for this. He's been absolutely red hot the last 2 weeks, showing me why he's the veteran and I'm the rookie in this situation. So I guess I'll get down to my three bets. My first bet, I'm taking the Panthers on the puck line against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Ooh. I think it's going to be an absolute chaotic night in net for, you know, how are you, you know, I've heard it pronounced many different ways.
Chalgren,
very different ways, but I think it's going to be a very chaotic night for him in the crease because you're going up against the top scoring team in the NHL right now. Mm. Panthers on the puck line for me against the Maple Leafs. I'm also taking the Bruins on the puck line against the Detroit Red Wings. You and I have both agreed that the Red Wings are heading in the right direction. They're trending upwards, but I have lost all faith in them for the rest of the season. So for me, I'm taking the Bruins on the puck line. It's going to be a dominant game. Linus Allmark or Jeremy Swayman, whoever's in net, they're going to stand on their head and do what they do and let the top guys score all the goals. Lock of the night. I am taking the Minnesota Wild on the money line against the Nashville Predators on the road. I said it before. This is a playoff atmosphere vibe kind of game for me. You know, a little bit of an exhibition playoff matchup, you know, especially going up against a team in the Western Conference who they could potentially find in the second round of the postseason. I'm taking the Minnesota Wild on the money line for my lock of the night.
I like it. And also Minnesota at that odd, I believe it was only like minus 145, maybe even better, showing the Nashville Predators a little bit of respect at home. But man, haven't the Minnesota Wild looked good since acquiring Fleury. I know you were talking about Cam Talbot's stats since acquiring Fleury earlier today on Twitter, which was a really kind of intriguing note. We've highlighted that he's been the consummate professional. And not only that, playing really well. So regardless of who's in the cage, I think you have to be taking a look at your Wild. Your other two picks, heavy favorites. I was going to sprinkle on Boston too. They're playing so well right now. You really can't go wrong. I'm staying away from both of those games from a like pure winner side of things. I got too much juice on the triple dip, but good luck, sir. And everyone out there, good luck with your bets tonight.
Yeah, good luck with your bets. So to reiterate, my lock of the night, the Minnesota Wild on the money line against the Nashville Predators. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Flip, but your lock of the night is an anytime assist from Artemi Panarin. Is that the lock of the night? Yes, bingo, sir. We got it. Pencil it in, lock it in, put your money down, bring home the bacon. And let's win some bets out there for Tuesday night's games. There's 10 games on the board. You don't have to pick what we chose, but if I could give you any advice, listen to what Flip did. The triple dip, he's been red hot. Listen to what Flip's picks are, especially the lock of the night. Panarin has been absolutely feeding it. Very underrated playmaker, in my opinion. Yes. But what can we say? Another fantastic player. Lock it in, pencil it in. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you want more gambling advice on what you should pick, but for not just hockey, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So like I said before, make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. You don't want to miss out on all the hot takes Flip and I have coming up, especially going into the postseason. We're going to have a ton of content for you coming then. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets tomorrow, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.